It's fall, time to turn our attention to cleaning up and clearing out the clutter of our lives. This year, I'm getting rid of items that either serve no purpose or are just annoying. And no, I am not talking about my husband. Here then is my list of 10 household items we can live without. Thumbtacks. Even though someone redesigned them and renamed them pushpins, the only thing they are good for is poking your finger when you reach into a desk drawer. Single-ply toilet paper. Need I say more? Leaf rakes. Face it, every year, the leaves win. Why worry about those piles in the backyard? Eventually, they're going to blow away. Salad forks, dessert forks. None of us lives at the Ritz-Carlton, and even if we did, nobody needs to use all those forks. One utensil will suffice. Toothpicks. They are gross and unnecessary. Trust me, no one wants to see you clean your teeth at the dinner table. Duvet cover. This item has puzzled me for decades, ever since I went shopping for one for a friend's wedding shower. Duvet is a fancy word for a comforter. A duvet cover is a special sack with buttons that one uses to protect the comforter, duvet. However, if you have a comforter without a protective sack, it's just a comforter. But, if your comforter comes with a protective sack, aka a duvet cover, then technically, it's a duvet. Either way, I don't have enough room in my linen closet for all this extra stuff, so the duvet cover goes and I'm only keeping the duvet, which is now officially a comforter because I just got rid of the protective sack. Meat thermometer. The way I see it, the meat is a goner anyway, so why do I need to take its temperature? It's past caring. This little doodad is going out with the next box destined for AmVets. Banana hanger. We got one of these gems from our oldest daughter as a Christmas present when she was in fifth grade. It's a piece of curved wood with a hook attached for hanging a bunch of bananas so they'll ripen faster. Personally, I'd like something that keeps the bananas underripe for about 3 weeks, so I don't have to shoo away the fruit flies. Shower caddy. Even if you have one hanging over your shower head, your better half will still put the shampoo and conditioner on the floor. Just say no, bread box. The place where bread goes to die. Ours takes up more room than the microwave, so we're ditching it and putting the bread in the fridge, so it doesn't end up looking like a science experiment. There you have it, my list of 10 household items we can live without. Look around and see what you can get rid of this fall. Be sure to keep your spouse, though.